The various lessons that we have learned today, and among them, Allah SWT talks about, of course, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. And of course, as we know, they were told not to go near a certain tree. And as a result of them going near that tree, there was a very severe consequences. There was a severe consequence, and the consequence was they were taken out of Jannah. Now, as far as you and I are concerned, likewise, we all are going to make mistakes at some point or the other. The issue is not sometimes the mistake as much as how we deal with the mistake thereafter. And as far as the both are concerned, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. They began to plead to Allah and said, "Oh Allah, we have sinned, we have oppressed ourselves, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We have made zulm upon ourselves. When you lie, when you cheat, when you gamble, when you hurt others, in reality, you're not hurting others as much as you're hurting yourself. Because when you take part in wrong behavior, you hurt your name, you hurt your image, you hurt your reputation, you hurt your relationship with people, you hurt your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a slew of other things take place. So in reality, you may think you're doing one thing wrong, but in reality, you are doing many, many things that are hurting yourself thereafter." So they knew that they did this wrong, and they said, وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. Oh Allah, if you don't forgive us. And forgiveness in itself is sometimes not sufficient, especially if you have higher standards. For example, I forgive you, but I don't talk to you. Like you see people having a conflict, they say, okay, you're forgiven, right? But don't talk to me from now on. Then how do you feel about that? You don't feel very good. So they said, وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. In other words, oh Allah, not only are we asking you for forgiveness, we are asking you for rahm, for mercy thereafter. And this is what we should ask Allah always. Oh Allah, forgive us and continue to have mercy upon us. Because forgiveness helps, but if the mercy is not there, then you will not fully feel accomplished beyond that point either. So they said, وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. Oh Allah, if you don't forgive us and you don't have mercy upon us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Then outwardly, we may seem like we have a nice family. Outwardly, we will seem very accomplished. But in reality, oh Allah, we will be amongst those that are losers. And we will hurt ourselves, of course, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. And therefore, of course, they were so sincere in this dua that Allah not only accepted dua, but accepted the dua for them and taught us the virtue of this dua. Of course, in Surah Al-A'raf, also we read about the people of Jannah. One other ashab of Jannah, ashab al-Nar. The people of Jannah will call out to the people of Jannah, the fire. The people of Jannah will say to the people of the fire, أَنْقَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقَّا فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقَّا. In other words, whatever was promised to us in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to us. Because of course, they will be asked, what's given to you in Jannah? All that you are given in Jannah, is it true? Is it genuine? They'll say, na'am. Yes, undoubtedly, it is true. فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَمَا لَعَنَتُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. And as far as those that are wrong are concerned, not only is the curse of Allah is upon them, they had a certain habit. الَّذِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَيَبْغُونَ عِوَجًا وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ كَافِرُونَ. One of the worst things the people of Jahannam have in common is that يَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, they stop people from going in the path of Allah. They stop people from helping out in the path of Allah. They stop people helping out in masajid projects, in madaris projects, in any good project. They somehow put the seeds of doubt. No, if you support them, then it won't be very good. Support this instead. They come up with crazy, crazy ideas and agendas. So when you stop people from doing good, in reality, yes, you can come up with fancy arguments. You can laugh at it. You can give your negatives. You can make a joke after that. Everybody can laugh with you. But understand one thing. When you stop people from doing good, you are now joining the people of Jahannam. It says, it's not my words, it says here, أَلَّذِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. So therefore, do not get involved with stopping people from doing good. You don't want to do good, you don't do good. But don't stop others from doing good things and things that are beneficial in nature. And of course, As far as the people of Jahannam is concerned, وَنَادَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ, they are concerned, أَنَّ فِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ, boiling hot water will be poured upon them for their given sustenance. And when they will ask for coolness, for cool water, for something to drink, the people of Jannah will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, Allah has made it haram for us now to give you cool water. In the world, you had cool water, you used to go to the springs, you used to do all these wonderful things. Now, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, Allah has made it haram for me to give you anything. Why? الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَهْوًا وَلَعِبًا وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. As far as the world is concerned, you were taking religion as a joke. It was a big joke to you. It was a play to you. It was a mockery to you. وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, and you were deceived by the fancies of this world. فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا, and Allah will say, now today we are forgetting you just as you have forgotten this day. Day of Qiyamah, the reality of it. You forgot about it because you said, I'm going to live. You thought you're going to live forever. When you were 45, you said, I feel like I'm 25 again. When you were 65 and they gave you something to eat in a pill form, wow, I feel like I'm 21. Yeah, we joke about it. We laugh about it. But when you make those claims, I feel young again. I feel this again. I feel that again. What you are reality saying, I'm not worried about that given day. So Allah says, just as you were not worried about that day, now today I'm not worried or not concerned about you either. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this and make it such that He makes it easier for us, not only in making good choices, but also of course in the hereafter to come as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us at all times. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.